I'm joined by another RNZer, another esteemed RNZer, Paul Bushnell, in the Auckland office, with a bit of a journalism theme to your podcast today, Paul.
I've never ever been called esteemed. I shall treasure this moment. This moment, Jesse. I really will. Actually, and interestingly, just thinking about the earlier conversation about words is interesting. I think that one of the things for us Pākehā who were not taught te reo, for example, at school, or weren't exposed to it until many later years, it's the words that are associated with childhood that are particularly sort of sticky if we mispronounce those. And I remember and the many, many, many times I would be driven by my parents to Akaroa, where my grandmother lived. We'd pass a place that the locals called way back in the 70s and 60s and 70s, Machikarara. Machikarara. its name is actually Motukarara. And Machikarara was the one, just like Wakawite, north of Dunedin, Waikawaiti.
Oh, boy.
You know, there were just so many of those terrible contractions that are sort of stuck in our heads if they're part of growing up.
Yeah, Paraparam and Pepatoto.
All of those ones, yeah. Okay. Whereas if we weren't exposed to those, I think it can be a little bit easier sometimes to break out of that pattern.
Yeah, okay, yeah, good point. Mm. So you've got two journalistic podcasts today, and they're completely different from each other. What are they?
Well, one of them is called Intrigue, Tunnel 29, and the other one is called The Long Read from Stuff. Now, the Intrigue, Tunnel 29, which is in the Intrigue series, they've got a whole lot of different subjects, is in a really wonderful BBC podcast about the story about the past, and it gets the full might of the BBC trained on it to produce this incredibly rich, beautifully told story about the era when the Berlin Wall went up and a tunnel, well, many, many tunnels, but it was taking the story of one particular group of tunnellers who were digging a tunnel under the wall to get people, escapees from the east into the west. So it's a fascinating, beautifully crafted series, which I just really, really enjoyed listening to.
Yeah, I've got friends in the media in the UK, and they joke that the BBC has no money. But I mean, when they decide to do something, they do it properly, right?
I think that's it. I think what the benefits from this one is hugely, as well as the talent of the producer and the amazing variety of content of the story and so on, is time. It's the time thing that's critical. And actually, that's the other thing in a very different form. The form is utterly unlike that, which I'd pick up, I guess, in the other podcast I want to talk about today, which is The Long Read from Stuff. Because although it's, you know, it couldn't be at the further end of the spectrum, rather than this rich, produced stuff with lots of archival audio and interviews done in Germany and actors involved and a sound designer and so on, The Long Read from Stuff has a single person, usually the journalist, who wrote the story, sitting in front of a microphone and just reading it, the entire story as it appeared actually in print. But, of course, what the benefit that you get there is the time that went into the production of that piece of writing, of that piece of journalism, which is often investigative and in-depth. And I just love the sense that podcasting has got these two ends of the spectrum. The simple, single voice in front of a microphone, absolutely compelling. Yeah. The other one is this hugely produced, rich documentary.
And I suppose it's a way for Stuff to get their stories to more people, right? Like I'm not like that. I would prefer to read it at my own pace in print, but there will be plenty of people who would never countenance the idea of sitting down for an hour and reading something. But if you put it on when you're going for a walk or something,
I mean, I love reading, sitting and reading for hours and hours and hours as well too. But I also do like to hear stuff, and I like to hear words more than music when I'm out walking, or got earbuds on, if I'm coming to work kind of thing. And for me, for example, I mean, I was listening to Paradise Lost actually. It lasts 9 hours when it's spoken, so I wasn't listening to the whole thing, but for about an hour and so, just for the pleasure of listening to the words. Now, I'm not quite suggesting that the writers, the journalists at Stuff are quite at the level of John Milton in terms of creating sort of, you know, undying words which are pleasure to listen to. But boy, the words are great and the stories are fascinating. And what I love about the long read is you just get this, you get the sense of connection with the writer, whether or not it's them individually reading their story, and it often is. But you just get this the detailed, thoughtful story, long and sometimes investigative investigative, certainly nuanced and actually just beautifully phrased writing, which is a long way away from the sort of heat and the sort of impact and the kind of, you know, the brevity of ordinary day-to-day journalism. And it's something which I think is really to be treasured. And I'm delighted that stuff is as well as doing some more complicated multimedia stuff, that the power of the spoken word is also part of what they're doing as well too. I think that's absolutely terrific.
What sorts of subjects do they cover on that long range?
It's a really wide range. It's like, you know, you basically got a different story for each individual episode. So there's a wonderful piece by Charlie Mitchell, Down the COVID Rabbit Hole, where he describes spending 3 weeks actually going into Facebook, going into Twitter, exploring, finding out the leading figures, and the lovely thing that he does is just very, he's got so much time to meticulously pull these anti-vaxxers arguments and false, you know, suppositions and conspiracies apart, piece by piece by piece. It's a devastating piece of writing. Very, very powerful. I mean, there's a lovely story called The Flying Phoenix, which is about a big campus which was built just a few years ago near Waihi by a rather secretive Korean trust, and it's investigating, is there a story behind this, which is really fun. There's a great piece about Truby King. There's a piece about a sort of culture war story on the name Aotearoa. And also some lighter ones, like there's a recent piece about why James Bond has ever been to New Zealand as well too. So they're not all particularly heavy.
Yeah, and they are very relevant to New Zealand and deal with, in many cases, things that we are thinking about on a day-to-day basis anyway. Do you struggle with that word relevance when you're listening to something like Tunnel 29, that other podcast?
Well, it's relevant in the sense, I mean, there are anniversaries. The major anniversary is, of course, to do with the Berlin Wall is very current. It's just 60 years, I think, in this last week or two since the building of the wall. But in podcast terms, you know, this particular podcast is 4 years old. So it seems, you know, it's quite old, really, in podcast terms. It's normally you think of things which are sort of current in the current month or so. And I heard about this, actually, in a really wonderful interview with the journalist Helen Merriman talked to Catherine Ryan, and this was literally just a couple of days ago. When I was thinking about this and reminded by your wonderful producer, Melita, about today's podcast chat, I thought, oh my gosh, okay, I have to listen to something. And to my great pleasure, I'm out listening to the entire series, 10 episodes in one evening, and it wasn't listening for hours and hours and hours because they're all quite short. And I just, It was so enthralling because it grips you, it takes you through the context, it takes you through the history, but it also focuses very, very specifically on a cluster of individual characters, and that hugely benefits from a couple of really interesting things. Extraordinarily, there was an American TV crew was involved actually filming this particular bunch of tunnelers and funding the tunnel as well too, partially funding it. Really amazing. Mm. So there's amazing stuff from that side. But from the other side, from the East German side as well too, there's many thousands of documents which were uncovered, which were part of the Stasi, secret police, covert operations and monitoring. So you get actually in some of their reports, the minute-by-minute description of the very thing that you have audio from and you have people remembering in interviews. It's an amazingly rich combination of content, and it makes it absolutely seem current.
And it's written as if it's kind of going on.
Yes,
at the time.
Absolutely, it's written in the moment. So it's this thing is happening now, and it's not sort of sitting back abstractly looking at it from the point of view of the past. Here's something which happened, you know, all those years ago, but instead it takes you through minute by minute. And I think that's one of the reasons why, as well as the fact that it is so beautifully constructed, it switches from the East and the Stasi kind of spies and informers and so on, to the individual people doing the tunneling, to the story of the families who are wanting to escape, to the people, to the discussions, you know, involved with this American TV network about creating really a new form of journalism, which is covering something not after it's happened, but as it's happened and gathering together content, and how this particular TV program which came out of this documentary was basically not broadcast because there was a great deal of tension, international tension at the time to do with the Cuban Missile Crisis. And it was delayed, in fact, for broadcast a few months later in the US. So it's a fascinating example of something which, you know, all right, the Berlin Wall is down, but boy, there are walls going up all around the world. And so this idea of separation, containment, the idea of what happens with individual lives, I think is something which is incredibly relevant. And I couldn't be more delighted to have heard in Catherine's interview, actually, with the journalist, that a TV series made by the same makers, creators who produced that wonderful Chernobyl series, is actually being made. So it's something really to look forward to.
Okay. Hey, thank you, Paul. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's RNZ's Paul Bushnell talking about two podcasts there, Intrigue, Tunnel 29 by the BBC, and The Long Read from Stuff.